very good achievement. I think on this surface against two very, very good players who obviously have a good record together, Pugnay and Bilelli, I think this is a great win. But it's why we had confidence in Andy and Colin going out there today, because they've got a really good chemistry, they've got a good record together. They played well in the past, and today they showed that, because in the tough moments in the fourth set, they didn't panic, they knew they were doing the right things for the entire match. They were the better team. They just missed a few chances, and then momentum went the other way for a little bit. But I think this is a really very, very good performance from both of them.
Just the players, how did that atmosphere compare to other kind of atmospheres you played in, but Davis Cup and otherwise?
Personally, I mean, obviously Andy's experienced a few amazing atmospheres in his career, but for me it was right up there. Obviously San Diego was a very good experience playing in that kind of crowd against the number one doubles team, and obviously they had a lot of support for them, so maybe that prepared me in some way for today, because I felt today less nervous than I have done in smaller Davis Cup ties, which helped obviously at big moments when the momentum did turn against us. Personally, I wasn't panicking, and I know Andy's used to these huge moments, and he wasn't panicking either, and that sort of helped us to turn it around. So it's for me it's up there with anything I've ever experienced, and I'm just sort of, you know, it makes me kind of proud that I was able to sort of thrive and play some decent tennis under those circumstances.
Andy, you played twice with Fabio Fognini in the past, now, and you are 1-1, and now is a new Fabio on the circuit. What do you think for tomorrow?
When did I play against him?
2007, 2009, Montreal.
So recently.
Oh, Montreal. We
haven't played for a while. I think a lot has changed since we both played last. So I don't think those matches will have much bearing on the match tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, he's playing the best tennis of his career just now. He's at his highest ever ranking, and he's played some great tennis on the clay so far this year, and also periods last year as well. So it'll be a very tough match.
Could I just ask how Louis is? We obviously saw that he took a turn for the worse at the back of the court. Is he okay?
Yeah, fortunately he's fine. He's had a muscular problem actually, so it's not anything too bad around his health. But he got unwell actually at the side of the court, and he was well looked after. But I've heard that he's fine. He's just got to stop working so hard, basically.
I mean, Colin, obviously he's been very fundamental in your doubles career.
Yeah, I've been working with Louis for a number of years now, and he's been a huge asset to have on my side, and we're fortunate as British doubles players to have that. I hope he's okay. Like Leon says, I hear he's back in the hotel and feeling a lot better. So, basically today sums him up. He was in no great shape, but he wouldn't have missed being on that bench for anything. So that sort of sums Louis up. And hopefully he'll be back there tomorrow supporting the boys.
I'd like to ask to Andy. I think I understood that you thought that Bilelli today played a little better than Fognini in general in this double. And I'd like to know if I understood correctly. And then second, the other day, yesterday, James Ward said that Fognini is one of the top three players on clay this year. I guess with Nadal and Djokovic. What do you think about yourself? I mean, between him and you, nowadays, there is one favorite in your opinion, and is it you who played semifinals, Roland Garros, Monte Carlo, Rome, or it could be?
I don't know. I don't really care who's the favorite for the matches. I don't really care about that. But yeah, like I said, he has played some great tennis on the clay the last couple of years. He's played very well on the surface, and that's why his ranking is where it's at, because of his performances on the clay courts. That's where the majority of his points have come from. He's won tournaments, he's beaten good players, and showed a lot of consistency on the surface.
And then the first part of the question,
yeah,
Bolelli played a great match. I wasn't comparing him or Fognini. It was, you know, Bolelli, I thought he served well. He was good up at the net. And he was, when we challenged him at points in the third and fourth set, he was coming up with some great shots. And yeah, he played very well.
Last two.